Hi. Before I start reading the story, I would like to express how I feel about selecting the proper teacher among three schools to be in charge of read aloud recording. Because I do believe that all MOE English teachers are very professional and well experienced for whatever they are doing or teaching. So, in order to show the respect to their professionalism, the schools should alternate to be in charge of recording every year instead of having teachers read articles and pick one teacher out of the others to be in charge. Do you also agree with me? Thanks. All right, I'm going to read the story, The Firefly and the Snail. Several hundred years ago, the firefly and the snail were good friends. The snail had a baby lamp which glittered at night. He often visited the firefly carrying the lamp. The firefly had a sweet house. The firefly's house provided shelter from storms. The snail envied the firefly and his sweet house. The snail would often think, "How about I occupy the firefly's sweet house?" This evil thought was growing in the snail's mind. One day, when the firefly went to work, the snail moved into the firefly's house secretly. Much to the snail's disappointment, he found out that his body was too big to fit into the house. He could just carry the house on his back as he ran away. In the evening, the firefly came home. To his great surprise, his house was missing. He shouted, "Where's my house? Who stole my house?" He looked everywhere for his house. Finally, the firefly saw his house on the riverbank. He saw that the snail was inside of his house. He shouted to the snail, "Why did you steal my house? Return it to me." But no matter how the firefly yelled, the snail just stayed in the house. The firefly was mad. He couldn't believe that his house had been stolen by his best friend. To seek revenge, the firefly decided to take away the snail's precious treasure, his baby lamp. At midnight, when the snail stretched out his head, he took off his baby lamp and stared at it happily. Then he fell asleep. Meanwhile, the angry firefly quickly stole the baby lamp. The next morning, when the snail woke up, he discovered that the baby lamp was gone. He looked for his lamp everywhere. Finally, the firefly showed up in front of the snail. He had swallowed the lamp. From then on, the snail lived alone in his shell, and when the night time arrives, the firefly glitters. Thank you.